Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Yeah.
This is the Taco Man Audio Magazine, of course, live on Sports Byline, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 211, and straight up coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Of course, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. For the next hour, well, I hope to entertain you, inform you, and maybe even infuriate you as well. We'll have some fun. Straight up, we have open phone lines around the planet. You can join us if you like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the popular late Saturday night, early Sunday morning text line. You know, you don't want to go on the air because you know, you've had a few drinks, don't want to act like a fool. I understand that. You can text the studio. Studio text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Of course, we'll kick things off tonight with the heavyweight champion of late night TV. I'm talking about the great Seth Meyers, and we'll take a move. Go to the Big Apple, baby. The New York Knicks. Are they going to get Kevin Durant in the world of free agency? Is that what's going to happen? Is that what's going to bring the New York Knicks back to prevalence, back to being like a real contender and not just a pretender? Of course, out of the Big Apple, Madison Square Garden, the Mecca of basketball. We'll see what happens. But five offseason moves coming to the New York Knicks. We'll talk about that in depth in the third segment of the show. And, of course, the star of the show, my man, Dominic Jimenez. Dom's Diner coming in at 40 minutes past the hour. Of course, Dom's going to let it roll. And only a way Dom can. Straight up, you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
I'm Nick Ebram. I like to have a nice smooth shave. I do have a goatee. I like to make sure the skin around it is nice and smooth. And you know, when you're using one of those disposable razors, you never know what you're going to get. You don't get a great shave. But I tell you, I have found the solution to my shaving issues with Harry's razors. Non-slip, comfortable handle. I think these are absolutely the best. Right now, you could get a $13 value trial set. Comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, weighted ergonomic handle, a five-blade razor with a lubricating strip, a rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover. You can get a $13 value trial set right now. Go to harrys.com/worldsoccer. Go right now, harrys.com/worldsoccer. Redeem your offer right now and let them know that I, Nick Eber, sent you. harrys.com/worldsoccer to go get your Harry's razors.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. Spring is just around the corner, so now is the time to get those home projects done so you can spend spring and summer being with your loved ones. Home Advisor makes it easy to find the right pros for any project. Seriously, whether it's a small project like installing kitchen cabinets, next on my to-do list, or a big project like remodeling that kitchen, just go to homeadvisor.com and tell them about your project. In just seconds, you'll be matched with the best pros in the area for your exact job. You can read customer reviews, check availability, even book appointments online. And with their project cost guide, you can check what others paid for similar jobs in your area. No matter what home project you've been thinking about, painting, getting your gutters cleaned, even a big job like a new roof, Home Advisor makes it easy to find and hire the best pros in your area. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
This is Sports Overnight America.
President Trump and his allies are freaking out about a Democratic plan to fight climate change. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. After Trump declared a national emergency last week to build a border wall, he got some rare pushback from members of his own party. But they weren't concerned that Trump had made up a fake emergency. They were concerned that a Democratic president could come along and use the law to declare a real emergency over climate change.
If you declare a national emergency to circumvent Congress to pay for the border wall, what's to stop a liberal Democrat one day from declaring climate change as a national emergency?
Maybe we're going to get a Democratic president and we're going to declare a national emergency on climate change.
If the president declares this a national emergency, it's not going to be long before there's a Democratic president who does the same thing in regards to what climate change.
That's what you're worried about? That's like saying I would give this homeless guy a dollar, but you know he's just going to use it to print out his resume and find a job. There's a big difference between the border and climate change. Climate change is an actual emergency, and we can't build a wall to stop it unless we build one around the entire planet. We're going to build a space wall, folks, and Mars is going to pay for it. In fact, climate change is such a serious emergency that last year, after a summer of heat waves and wildfires, scientists issued a dire warning. We have just 12 years to limit devastating global warming. One scientist said, it's like a deafening, piercing smoke alarm going off in the kitchen. We have to put out the fire. And another said, it's like a speeding freight train. And you know it's bad because scientists try not to use language like that. The last time a scientist freaked out like that, he was trapped in the Temple of Doom.
We are going to die!
Now, in response to that, a reasonable person might say, what can we do to stop this? Instead, we have a president who thinks you can stop wildfires not by slowing down climate change, but by raking leaves in the forest. That's what he told Fox News last year, even after he was asked point blank about the role of climate change.
I was watching the firemen the other day, and they were raking areas. They were raking areas where the fire was right over there, and they're raking trees, little trees like this that are not trees, little bushes that you could see are totally dry. Weeds, and they're raking them. They're on fire. That should have been all raked out.
What about the argument?
You wouldn't have the fires.
What about the argument it's climate change, that it's drier, it's hotter, and that that's contributing to it?
Maybe it contributes a little bit. The big problem we have is management. When I was in a certain state, I won't say which, the governor said, you know, we've tested it. We clean out areas, and we actually set the fire just to see. We lose almost nothing.
Why won't you say which state it was? Seems to me if a governor figured out how to stop forest fires with a rake, they'd want their name out there. Is it because they're from Navajo Happenda? So if you're a lawmaker faced with the dire warnings of climate scientists, you have two options. You can put more money into raking little trees, or you can radically overhaul the economy in a way that would help stave off disaster. And that's the path some Democrats, led by Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, chose when they unveiled a plan called the Green New Deal, which envisions a 10-year economic mobilization that would phase out fossil fuel use and overhaul the nation's infrastructure. The plan has been endorsed by several Democratic candidates for president, but slammed by Republicans and former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz. Last week, Schultz said the Green New Deal is not realistic. Schultz has been threatening to run as an independent unless the Democrats nominate a moderate. Yesterday, after he announced his own bid, Bernie Sanders was asked about Schultz's threat on CBS and didn't seem to take it seriously.
Howard Schultz has now said he would not run as an independent if the Democrats nominate a moderate.
Oh, isn't that nice? Why is Howard Schultz on every television station in this country? Why are you quoting Howard Schultz? Because he's a billionaire.
You're asking Bernie what he thinks about a billionaire? That just makes you look like a bad journalist. If you know one thing about Bernie, it's how he feels about billionaires. His Ben and Jerry's flavor is called Tax All the Billionaires. It's not even an ice cream pun. It's just vanilla and nickels. Now, the Green New Deal is just a framework, resolution, that sets out a series of goals, and it also tries a novel political strategy. Rather than just address climate on its own, the bill combines environmental issues with economic ones, like guaranteeing a job and health care to every American. Those are bold proposals, and anyone can debate them on the merits. But as fact-checkers have noted, no one is proposing to eliminate all planes, cars, cows, oil, gas, and the military, and yet that hasn't stopped Trump from repeating those lies anyway.
I think it is very important for the Democrats to press forward with their Green New Deal. It would be great for the so-called carbon footprint to permanently eliminate all planes, cars, cows, oil, gas, and the military, even if no other country would do the same. Brilliant.
I really don't like their policy of taking away your car, of taking away your airplane flights, of let's hop a train to California, of you're not allowed to own cows anymore. You know, there are a lot of problems.
Man, Trump is getting really desperate. In 2 years, he's gone from they're going to take your guns away to they're going to take your cows away. No one is outlawing cows. You know what we call that? Fake moves.
Fake moves.
Trump has basically cycled through one mode of transportation after another and falsely claimed that the Green New Deal would eliminate it. For example, the Green New Deal would prioritize investment in high-speed rail with the hope that it would reduce our reliance on short-distance air travel, not eliminate it. But Trump lied about that, too.
It would shut down American energy, which I don't think the people in Texas are going to be happy with that. It would shut down a little thing called air travel.
Of course, those weren't boos. People just brought their cows to the rally.
You're not safe at home, Bessie. The government's coming to get you. You gotta come to the rally.
Nobody's outlawing cars or cows or anything for that matter. The basic premise is that government can help spur change by making renewable technologies more efficient and thus more affordable and more attractive to consumers. But Trump is, of course, not interested in engaging with any of those specifics. He'd rather make fun of the name of the Green New Deal.
Last week, they introduced a massive government takeover that would destroy our incredible economic gains. They introduced the so-called Green New Deal. It sounds like a high school term paper that got a low mark.
I'm not sure I'd be making fun of bad grades if I were you. I'm pretty sure you're the only guy Clippy ever gave up on. Republicans have manufactured a fake emergency over immigration, and now they're worried a Democrat will come along and declare a real emergency over climate change. And instead of debating the Green New Deal on its merits, they're making up lies about its content. But polls show most people aren't buying it. When Republicans whine about the Green New Deal, most voters say,
isn't that nice?
This has been A Closer Look.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
The great Seth Meyers, folks, the undisputed heavyweight champion of late night TV, no doubt about it. Straight up, next up, we'll hear from Zion Williams and, of course, five offseason moves coming to the New York Knicks. Or are they? Straight up, you are tuned to the Taco Man Audio Magazine on Sports Byline.
Heaven help us.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
So with yet again another legendary All-Star break passing us by, it's finally time we can look forward to the second half of the season. With some devastating injuries taking place in the first half, huge moves taking place before the trade deadline, and even all of these new teams dominating the league this year, the hype surrounding the NBA is at an all-time high as we race to the finish line. But with that being said, some teams haven't been so lucky and may just be looking forward to the superstar-filled summer of free agents and draft picks. Even with New York being at the bottom of the league, it still looks like they'll be making the biggest moves this offseason. So with this organization being valued at $3.5 billion, the Knicks are surprisingly the most expensive team in the entire NBA. With actors and actresses as well as rappers repping their gear, showing up to every home game, and even mentioning them in songs, this year brought a promising future to the Knicks when all of these rumors flooded the news about many top-tier players being traded around near the deadline, as well as free agents being interested in becoming a face of their franchise this summer. Now back on January 31st, the New York Knicks actually traded away their face in Kristaps Porzingis along with Tim Hardaway Jr., Trey Burke, and Courtney Lee. They actually sent them to Dallas for Dennis Smith Jr., DeAndre Jordan, Wesley Matthews, and two future first-round picks. At first, many Knicks fans seemed upset over the fact that the face of their team in Kristaps Porzingis, who hadn't even played this year, actually demanded a trade out of nowhere. But with all of this worthy talent coming in, and one of the biggest off-seasons in NBA history set to take place, the team as well as everybody around it actually have high hopes for their future. Dennis Smith Jr. was already a huge addition because of the impact he was having on the Mavericks roster and how much their fans loved him. And interestingly enough, just a year ago, LeBron James was even quoted saying that Smith should be a Knick, when New York actually passed on him during the 2017 NBA draft, so it's actually pretty funny he ended up there anyways. With it being only his second year in the league, but conflict rising between him and Luka Doncic, with there basically being a dilemma over who could be the main option in Dallas, you already knew that a move was going to take place prior to the deadline. Now, Dennis Smith is actually putting up 14 points, 3 rebounds, and 5 assists per game this year, and even showcased his talent once again under the spotlight to the 2019 NBA Dunk Contest. Now, unfortunately, he once again didn't win, but he did showcase how versatile he can be and even dunked with rapper J. Cole involved. But getting young talent like Smith and a veteran like DeAndre Jordan in the swap before the deadline is actually exactly why there's so many big names interested in coming to New York. With rumors being speculated all year, it looks like plenty of big names are in fact finally interested in revamping this franchise. Things have been somewhat quiet compared to a few years ago, when they actually had a real contender with Carmelo Anthony, J.R. Smith, and more, but names like Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Jimmy Butler, and more have all been leaving clues behind the scenes of joining in New York that you definitely missed out on. Now, DeAndre Jordan is a name most are familiar with because of his time with Showtime LA on the Clippers and his ridiculous dunks that were like basically rare players before him. But he hasn't made much noise recently as he was dealt to Dallas and now found a way to New York. But regardless, he's still a big man they've desperately needed as the Knicks traditionally use a pick and roll style offense, which could be huge in revamping his own career, but a household name like DeAndre has definitely opened the eyes to many superstars coming here next. Now, the upcoming free agency was the main factor in a trade between the Knicks and Mavericks, mainly because trading Porzingis away actually meant freeing up 2 max salary slots for the Knicks in the upcoming summer. And with names of Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Jimmy Butler, Klay Thompson, Kawhi Leonard, and way more being thrown around, it actually looks like Christmas might come early this year for the dedicated fans of Madison Square Garden's own New York Knicks. Now, with Kevin Durant recently becoming a face of the NBA, winning multiple championships alongside the Golden State Warriors, it actually looks like he's joined the New York Knicks this summer. With him going to Golden State a few years back, he became one of the, if not the most criticized athlete of all time, but nevertheless excelled and brought home 2 championships along with 2 finals MVPs so far. Now, all this hate towards his play has been going on ever since the beginning, but he knows individually he can hang with the best of them no matter what, and he once again proved it by winning the MVP of this year's All-Star Game while playing with the biggest names in the league. But even with all of that being said, there's been plenty of signs of his departure once again for quite some time now, so we really gotta dive deep and get to the bottom of this. In October of 2018, Durant actually posted an Instagram picture with a caption of "One down, 81 more to go," which didn't seem out of the ordinary at all until Durant's brother commented on the picture saying, "Yes sir, brother, fill in the hand up before we get out of here." Now, to everyone, especially the media, this meant that after this year of winning one more championship, they were on to the next location. Zach Lowe recently said that Durant's business manager is from New York and that Knicks GM Scott Perry was an executive with the Supersonics back when they drafted Kevin Durant, which would mean if they wanted to bring Durant to New York, he's already ahead of the race. Durant even told Zach Lowe, "I can play any style, with any player, anywhere in the world. I can pick up my game and move anywhere I want." Most people bandwagon the situation and think because KD went to the Golden State Warriors, that's the only reason he's successful, but that's in no way true. Now, KD's been arguably one of the best scorers the NBA has ever seen since the beginning of his career, and many players around the NBA even say Durant is the hardest player to guard, just based off his combination in height, playmaking, dribbling, athleticism, scoring in every way with layups, dunks, his deadly mid-range and three-point shooting, and of course his clutch gene. Everything he brings to the table makes him near impossible to defend, and superstars around the league give credit where it's due. Skip Bayless on Undisputed has even said on many occasions that he personally feels Kevin Durant is the best player in the entire NBA over LeBron James. But with that being said, there's also been another factor that gives Durant incentive to go elsewhere, and that's his Warriors teammate of Quinn Cook. The two actually played on the same AAU team when they were younger, and in a recent interview with The Post, Quinn actually told reporters that he met KD at the Seat Pleasant Activity Center when he was just 7 and KD was 12. He also mentioned, "We relate. We come from the same place. We've known each other our whole lives. We work to get here. But when we're with each other, we rarely talk about basketball. Obviously, it's our job. We like to get away from everything. I got a lot of love for him. He's got a lot of love for me. But with all of that being said, an NBA source close to the situation actually believes that Durant may just follow Cook to his next stop. Now, if that's not convincing enough, maybe this is. The Knicks recently used a website to contact current season ticket holders as well as future ticket buyers with a picture of their promising center in Mitchell Robinson actually guarding none other than Kevin Durant. Now, to the normal eye, this doesn't seem like anything except a coincidence. But with New York being the front runner for Durant, it seems like the Knicks are hinting at the fact next year Durant will be at every game in Madison Square Garden. The Knicks took heavy fire from the media when people started to look deeper into the season ticket pictures, and eventually the Knicks decided to take the picture down to prevent any fines or warnings from the NBA for tampering, which obviously has become a topic of discussion this year especially. But during this last All-Star break, a video actually surfaced of Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving talking and laughing hysterically with each other. During the conversation behind the scenes, Kyrie was spotted talking about two of something, and many speculated conversations surrounding the two max slots that the Knicks have to offer along with draft picks and more space to be opened up for even more. Shortly after this, the two also played a small one-on-one pickup game that was filled with laughter as well. With their great friendship on and off the court and them both soon to become free agents, it seems like the two coming to New York is a legitimate topic. Now, with the New York Knicks sitting around the bottom of the Eastern Conference all year long and barely winning 10 games prior to the All-Star break, one bright side of this is their opportunity at securing the top pick of the 2019 NBA draft, which they could trade away for someone established in the league or draft a top prospect like Zion Williamson. This year at Duke, Zion has taken the internet by storm, already being compared to LeBron James, who's actually seen watching him live, but in terms of their celebrity status prior to their professional career beginning, and his ridiculous size combined with athletic ability, we haven't seen this since King James himself. Since his high school days, he was doing things the greatest to ever play never accomplished, including records he was setting in high school, and even 360 windmill dunks as a sophomore. But every year there's been a significant name projected to be the first pick, and the common assumption surrounding that is that the team in last place is tanking in order to secure that pick, but it doesn't seem to be the case for the Knicks, seeing as they are the worst team in the East this year just naturally. But Zion's probably the most unique prospect to come out, possibly ever, at 6'7 and 285 pounds, and being someone who's able to jump beyond anything his body type should be able to. Now, while scouts are mixed on what his pro potential and position actually are in the NBA, one front office executive actually said that there won't be any issue readjusting because Williamson is much more of an intelligent player than he's credited for outside of his athleticism. Even Knicks rookie Kevin Knox even said, he's going to be perfect. Zion rebounds the ball, he defends, he's a team player, he's going to do whatever it takes to win. Add in the star power he provides, and any of these bottom tier teams would love to have him. Now this year at Duke, Zion's been putting up 22 points, 9 rebounds, and 2 assists, as well as a 35-point career high, which happened to be his 8th double-double of the year. So him with at least one more superstar paired alongside with the Knicks already recently acquired, and their premier young talent, could actually put New York back on everybody's radar next season. Now Kyrie Irving is yet another superstar getting ready to part ways with his current team this upcoming offseason, who's also been rumored to join the Knicks. During the 2019 NBA All-Star break, we've seen Kyrie and KD talking constantly throughout the weekend and even playing a friendly 1v1 during their talks. But one speculation surrounding all of this is that Kyrie's been pretty critical of the young talent on the Boston roster, but honestly the main thing that Boston fans should be concerned with is how quickly Kyrie went from guaranteeing he would re-sign next year's offseason to actually saying he doesn't owe anybody anything and ask him July 1st. Now Kyrie's had a lot to say about this Boston Celtics roster, including, the young guys don't know what it takes to be a championship level team, what it takes every day, and if they think it's hard now, what do they think it'll be when we're trying to get to the finals? Now late last year, Kyrie even talked about his upcoming free agency, saying, every team was under consideration, but obviously New York has held a special place for me. Just being from New Jersey and obviously envisioning myself as a free agent, and ultimately taking a meeting and playing for Knicks head coach David Fizdale and a great young core that they have here, of course New York was a strong consideration. Now we've all known the narrative over the last couple of years surrounding how LeBron looks at Kyrie as a little brother and has kept in close contact with him since his departure from Cleveland. But not long after Irving led the Celtics to their biggest win of the year over the Raptors, he even admitted that he called LeBron and apologized for his actions recently for realizing how hard it is to become a leader. Kyrie also mentioned to LeBron that he was basically sorry for being that young player who wanted everything at his fingertips and realizes that that's not how it's supposed to go. Now the final piece to this New York puzzle actually comes recently when during his media availability session, which ironically was at Madison Square Garden, Irving said he's going to do what's best for him and his family, and of course addressed that he doesn't owe anybody in the league anything.
Here's a pass down low to Durant, puts it up and in on the long feed from Curry. Durant's got 32 in this game 7.
I want to take this time to thank all the coaches who saw something in me and thought I could be a valuable addition to their program. As I end this chapter and begin the next, with the support of my God and my family, in the fall of 2018, I will continue my basketball journey as... I will be joining the Brotherhood of Duke University.
The New York Knicks, once the proud franchise of the Big Apple, now maybe not so, but if Kevin Durant were to go there, and of course Kevin Durant's going to go somewhere, he's not going to stay with Golden State, but I'm telling you, Kevin Durant will either be in L.A. or with LeBron or in New York. Where will he go? We don't know. Straight up, next on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, it is Dominique Jimenez, of course. Dom's Diner, next up on the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
If you were to leave the theater this evening and I said, I'm giving you a choice, you can get in a car with a driver who's completely drunk, or you can get into a car with someone who's stoned to the tits. Which car are you going to get in? Unless you're feeling suicidal, you're going to get in with the stoner, because the stoner's not going to be caught speeding, are they? Because the stoner is taking the time, unlike the drinker, to smell the roses. Or at least think that's what they're smelling.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
We get through this, Dragnet. It's as slippery as a nail in a barrel full of oil.
That's a sobering thought.
A major data breach just exposed millions of Americans to a crime that could cost you your home. Here's retired FBI agent Art Fitzenmaier for Home Title Lock.
Title fraud is one of the fastest growing crimes, and in a moment, I'll tell you how to find out if you're already a victim. Home mortgage files are kept online now, and breaches like this could put you at risk of losing your home. If you have a home loan through a major bank, your mortgage and private data may have been stolen. Scammers forge documents stating you sold your home. Then they'll take out loans on your property and stick you with the payments. You won't know until late payment notices show up or you get evicted. And no bank, insurance, or identity theft programs protect you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock protects you from title fraud. Now here's how to find out if you're a victim.
Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your title scan and report. $100 value free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text MAINE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text MAINE to 42424. That's MAIN to 42424.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I'll be back in a minute. You'll be smart if you're not here.
What is good, everybody? Welcome back to the diner. We're open. Been a week. I know how hard it is to go without going to your favorite restaurant for an entire 7 days. It's got to be difficult. But fear not, because I have returned. The glorious return. We're back open for business. And if you're new to the diner, let me tell you a little bit. No, we're not serving fettuccine Alfredo. No, we're not serving chicken parm. No, we do not have the blue plate special. What I do have, a different variety of specials. What we do here at the diner is I am serving up the best and the worst in the week of sports through various forms. You'll find out here momentarily. I'm going to tell you who was good, who was bad. I'll talk about the ridiculous quotes, the most absurd things that happened. And trust me, there was some crazy things that happened in the last 7 days in sports. So there's a lot to unpack here. I hope you are prepared. Hope you brought your appetite for sports talk, because I've brought the talk and we're ready to roll things here at Tom's Diner. Let's get this started with some winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner, Lionel Messi. Now, let me preface this. I'm a Real Madrid fan, so it kills me to put Lionel Messi on my winners list anytime, really. But the guy's awesome. He's arguably a top five. He is a guaranteed top five soccer player of all time, if not one of, if not the greatest players of all time. I'm sure Pele and Maradona would. Even Cristiano Ronaldo would argue there, and their fans would argue. But Messi, no doubt, top five player of all time. Double dosing Messi here on winners. First part of Messi being a winner is he notched his 11th straight season with 30-plus goals. That's insane. 11 straight seasons with 30 goals. Now, just scoring 30 goals across all competitions is insane and thoroughly impressive as it is to start with enough. It's impressive enough. But to do it 11 straight times is an absolute feat. And I have to give credit to Lionel Messi. Again, I actively root against him, but the guy is amazing. 30 goals in 11 straight seasons across all competitions. That's, you know, the league, the domestic cup, Champions League, all that stuff. Over his last 11 seasons, Messi's goal totals 38, 47, 53, 73, 60, 41, 58, 41, 54, 45. And now in 2018, 2019, he's already up to 33. So Messi may, that 38 he had back in 08, 09 may be, continue to be the lowest he's had in the last 11 years. And how about his 2011-2012 campaign? 73 goals across all competitions for Barcelona. So, Lionel Messi, I respect him. He's an incredible competitor. May not be my favorite player, but the guy's amazing. And I told you it was a double dose of Messi because, in addition to that, he also notched his 50th hat trick on Saturday in Barcelona's win. 50 times he's had a hat trick, so Lionel Messi, one of the all-time greats. I gotta tip my cap, stand up and clap, unless he's beating my team, but he didn't play them this week, so I can applaud Lionel Messi and his accomplishments. We're gonna keep things in soccer. Another winner, Paul Pogba. Across all competitions for Manchester United, at the beginning of the year under Jose Mourinho, he was directly involved in 9 goals in 20 games. 5 goals, 4 assists in 20 games. Not good for a guy who Manchester United paid a ton of money to bring in. Paul Pogba so far had not lived up to expectations under Jose Mourinho.
Mourinho got fired, and since he got fired under the new head coach, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, he's been directly involved in 15 goals in 12 games. 9 goals, 6 assists. So he has as many goals as he did goals involved in 8 less games. So it's been a tale of two seasons, or two halves at least, I should say. There's a soccer reference there. Paul Pogba stepping up his game dramatically under the new coach at Manchester United. Next winner, double dose of baseball, double dose. First off, spring training is here. Congratulations to all the baseball fans. You made it through the winter. If you're not a fan of football, you made it through the NFL season. Baseball has returned. Now, yes, in Arizona, it's snowing, it's hailing, it's in the 40s. So it's not quite the spring training we all know and love yet. But baseball has begun. Games are already started. There's only one, actually two big free agents left that we're waiting on. Bryce Harper, obviously. Dallas Keuchel, he's the best pitcher on the market, so I'll include him. But that transitions into my next winner, which is Manny Machado, who this week, and last week on the Diner, Manny Machado hadn't signed with anybody yet. And then this week, Manny Machado signed a 10-year, $300 million deal with the Padres. It is the richest contract in North American free agent history. Remember, the 13-year $325 that Giancarlo Stanton got was an extension. It was not a free agent contract. So Manny Machado is probably going to get topped at some point. I assume Bryce Harper is going to sign at some point. It's bound to happen. I don't know how soon it's going to happen, but it's bound to happen. So Manny Machado, in the meantime, 10 years, $300 million with the Padres. You remember the Padres had a huge free agent signing last year, and they signed Eric Hosmer to a big nine-figure deal. So the Padres also have the number one or number two best farm system in baseball, so it might just be a couple years before the Padres are legitimate contenders in the National League West. Manny Machado's only 26. He'll be in his prime with the Padres under this contract still. It's not a Pujols contract. Oh, let's give him a bunch of years, and he's already 32. No, Manny Machado's 26. You got the best of Machado still to come, and he'll be wearing a Padres uniform at least through the first 5 years unless he's traded. He's got an opt-out after the fifth season. Next winner, D. Russ. That's right, D'Angelo Russell is a winner. You remember the former, I believe he was a number two overall pick of the Los Angeles Lakers. He was part of the snitch gate, if you will, and it's not what they actually called it, but there was rumor of him snitching and outing Nick Young's cheating to Iggy Azalea and breaking their relationship up, and everybody kind of looked at D'Angelo Russell the wrong way. He hadn't lived up to his billing as a top pick, and they traded him to the Brooklyn Nets to get rid of Timofey Mozgov's contract. And D'Angelo Russell at age 22, I understand he's only age 22. It feels like he's been in the league way longer, but at age 22, D'Angelo Russell has taken the next step. Now, this isn't quite this week, but it's an encompassing and shouting out of D'Angelo Russell for what he's done this season. He's got career highs in points per game, assists per game, and field goal percentage. The Nets are sixth in the East. The Nets perpetual losers, it seems like, ever since they attempted to go big or go home and traded for late career Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce. That did not work out. I think they're finally going to have a first-round pick coming up soon. I feel like they traded all of them for those two guys. D'Angelo Russell, the youngest player to hit 500 three-pointers. How about that? In a league with Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. Now, they were, I believe they were in college longer than D'Angelo Russell was, but still. And he also got his first All-Star berth. And today is his 23rd birthday, so that's why we're giving a little bit of love to D-Russ, D-Loading D'Angelo Russell. It's his birthday. He turns 23. He's already having quite the year, so shout out to D'Angelo Russell. He's having a damn good year. Next winner, Joe Andre. Now, I know that's not a name that you recognize, but Matthew Berry, the fantasy football expert, sent something out on social media today that I just had to share. This is what Matthew Berry wrote. Readers of Love Hate, which is one of his weekly columns, may remember a 2017 piece about Joe Andre, a 13-year-old third-generation fantasy football commissioner who was using his fantasy league to distract him from the fact that he had been diagnosed with brain cancer. Matthew Berry shares, "Well, I have amazing news. Not only did Joe win his fantasy league this year, but after 27 chemo treatments, he now has a clean MRI and just made his freshman high school baseball team at De La Salle High School." How awesome is that? To see that Joe Andre is thriving and he's throwing a perfect game. I'm very happy for him. I'm glad he's doing well. Anybody who can overcome cancer is a champion. You're not just a winner. You're a beast. So shout out to Joe Andre for overcoming the odds with brain cancer and going on. It looks like he's going to do big things with his life, so shout out to him. Next winner, Stephen Curry. He has 5 games this season now with 10-plus threes after he hit 10 three-pointers, 10 of 16 to go with 7 assists against the Sacramento Kings the other night in a very closely contested game. No other player has more than 5 such games with 10-plus threes in their entire career. So Steph Curry, the 2-time MVP, the first unanimous MVP in NBA history, continues to do big things. He continues to set three-point records. He almost won the three-point contest at All-Star Weekend, coming up just short to Joe Harris of the Brooklyn Nets. Hey, another Brooklyn Nets reference and winners. Good for the Nets. Steph Curry continuing to amaze us all and doing huge things. The guy is a machine. He's amazing. And my last winner, Nike. More on them in just a moment, but they almost instantly sell out of the Colin Kaepernick icon jersey that they released. Sold out in a matter of hours. It's to part of the Colin Kaepernick and Nike relationship contract. They put out merchandise. Cap appears in ads for them. It was on their store for hours. Not even a day. Hours before it sold out. So shout out to Nike. It looks like so far they've done a pretty good job with their partnership with Colin Kaepernick since he re-upped with them a handful of months ago. Now it's time to go to losers, and I only got one loser, and it's also Nike.
Le who? The her.
Now I know that's confusing, Dom. You just put them in the winners. Well, they're losers for a different reason, and that's because the PR hit that they've taken after Zion Williamson's shoe basically exploded on him. Duke versus UNC, Zion Williamson, the most recognizable, the most talked about, the most famous college basketball player in America, probably in the world, in any other college, you know what I'm saying. Zion Williamson is a star. And UNC versus Duke, the tickets were selling for almost as much as the Super Bowl. I believe the average price was $2,900. Damn. And Zion Williamson goes to stop, he plants his foot, and his shoe explodes. His foot comes right through it. It rips open. He sprains his knee. He's out less than a minute into the game against North Carolina in a huge game. So that's a PR hit for Nike. You have to wonder if any chance that they could have had to keep Zion Williamson once he got to choose his own shoe deal is completely out the window. I believe Vegas has them as the second best odds. Adidas is the best odds to sign him to a pro contract. So we'll have to see what happens there. But for now, the PR hit that Nike took after Zion Williamson's shoe exploded, yeah, makes them losers. And also, good job, good effort. We can't forget about that. Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, was arrested in Florida for solicitation of prostitution. Apparently, he was at a massage parlor that was linked to a prostitution ring and was under surveillance. And Robert Kraft was one of the people that were seen in there on film. And, oh boy, what a mess that is. The jokes have been flowing nonstop on social media. Oh, he has 6 Super Bowls, but 6 Super Bowl rings wasn't enough. He had a prostitution ring. No, he was not running it, but Robert Kraft caught up in it. Not a good look for the Patriots owner. One other good job, good effort. James Harden criticizes the officials after their loss to the Lakers. Yeah, that's the pot calling the kettle black there. James Harden, a man who thrives on questionable calls by the referees where, was that really a foul? No, I don't have any ill will towards James Harden. If they're not going to call the fouls when he's not getting fouled, why would you change your game? No, you adapt to what the referees are doing. But after the loss to the Lakers and the Lakers' late comeback, Harden complained about the referees. So, yeah, maybe think twice about before you do that again, James Harden, because you never bite the hand that feeds you. That's going to wrap things up here at the diner. It's time to close up. We'll see you next week. You are tuned in to the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine on Sports Byline and Sirius XM Channel 211. That's Sirius XM Channel 211. I'm Dominic Jimenez. The diner is closed. We'll see you next week.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Ah. Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me. For the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. I'm a walking in the rain to the world and I feel a pain. I wish you were here by me to end this misery. I wonder.
Hey, we've been talking about you.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's a very wicked 55 Chevy looking for you.
Yeah, I know.
Watch out for the cop that's in Jerry's Cherry.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
You in that beautiful car? Jeez, what a waste of machine.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
I do apologize for offending anyone.
time to close out another chapter in the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine. I thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, you could be doing a million things right now. The fact you're listening to the Sports Byline Broadcasting, well, I thank you so much for spending some time with me. Don't forget, the Taco Mat Audio Magazine comes to you each and every Saturday night. That's 10 p.m. Pacific Time or 1 a.m. Sunday morning right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius XM Satellite, of course, Channel 211. And, of course, live coming at you around the world on the fabulous Internet at sportsbyline.com. Until next time, don't forget, SOA, Sports Overnight America, and the Johnny Taco Show, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Sports Byline. Thanks to the executive producer, Scott Cudney. Until next time, you're tuned to Sports Byline.